It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Happy Wednesday! Tonight's guest, when he trips and falls, he always lands on his hair. Fox News contributor Charlie Hertz. Even Governor Hochul is sorry he didn't beat her. Former Congressman Lee Zeldin. This cat has 9 lives, thanks to being an expert at identity theft. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor Kat Tipp. And he's an expert in MMA, making men afraid. New York Times bestselling author, comedian, and former NWA World Television Champion, Darryl.
I love these people.
An airhead gov shows a tater love. True Wretchen Gretchen went from a kidnapping hoax to making horrible potato jokes. Our video of the day comes to us from Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer, who announced news about higher education with the help of a talking potato. Roll it.
Hey, Governor Whitmer, how's it going?
Hi, Professor Potato. I wanted to share some Yukon Gold news with you, my best bud.
What is it?
We both agree that every Michigander deserves an opportunity to go to college without frying their bank account.
Whoa. Absolutely. A higher education helps you learn more skills, pursue your passions, and even plant your roots right here in Michigan.
I think we found out where Brian Stelter's been. Now, got a tan. He won't be any beauty pageants. All right, now you might be thinking, am I high on mushrooms? But no, this is a real video released by a sitting governor. So what's going on? Whitmer is acting more baked than that potato. But I guess if you want to tell taxpayers that they're footing the bill for even more useless crap, you might as well use a potato. Seriously, if a potato inspires you to go to college, maybe you should just start practicing the question, do you want fries with that? More, please.
But for too many, college is financially out of reach. That's why I'm so excited to announce an appealing plan.
Oh, I know what you're planning. This year, we will work together to make the first 2 years of community college tuition-free for every high school graduate.
That's right, Professor. Michiganders will save an average of $4,000 as they earn their associate's degree.
Hey, that isn't small potatoes. That's a big deal.
To learn more, make sure you tune in for my State of the State address.
I'll be there for sure. Later, Tater.
Later, Tater.
I still think I'm high. And I thought Whitmer was only bad at politics. Nice job, Michigan. You elected a woman who talks to side dishes. You don't see Tudor Dixon chatting with a dish of coleslaw, or coleslaw. But that's Democrats for you, a governor who talks to starches and a president who's a vegetable.
Nice.
Kat, as a native Michigander, is that how you say it? Michigander?
Michigander, yeah.
Michigander. How do you explain this?
Okay, well, we do sketches on this show sometimes.
Right? Yes.
If somebody came to me with a script and I looked down and it said, I've got some Yukon gold news for you. You're my best spud. Like, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
I would also say, who on the staff has a problem with me?
Yeah.
I'd prefer you just tell me directly.
Yes.
Right? Girl, your staff hates you. There's no way anybody could have watched it, like wrote this and been like, this is gonna look good.
Yeah.
Everybody that works for her hates her because this would have not gotten through any other way. This is humiliating. And you could have known it'd be humiliating. So you people hate you. Sorry. It's tough to hear, but I'll be the one to tell you since no one as well.
She needs a best friend. So don't do the potato thing.
Yeah.
Don't do the potato thing. Tyrus, and that wasn't even an appetizing potato. Usually, I love potatoes.
I'm just curious, was Idaho aware of this cultural robbery?
Nothing says
anyone from Ireland?
Like a potato.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Listen, this is what happens when you don't check what your staff is up to.
Yeah.
She didn't see the graphics. They said, hey, we got this really cool thing. It's going to be this. It's going to be like Sesame Street. And you're going to talk to a potato. She's like a potato puppet? Like, yeah, kind of. And it's like the dude with the upside head. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even look like a potato. It looks like some sick furry thing. Mm-hmm. A caterpillar, yeah. Maybe? But whatever it is, it's terrible. And she didn't see it because she was lazy. She wouldn't go to the studio. She did it on her phone.
Yeah.
So she has no idea what she's talking about or whom she's talking to or what technology is involved. She just saw it when it was done. Yeah, it's fine, it's fine. Then when it hit the thing, one of her staffers was like, oh, did you see the thing you just did? And she was like, yeah, it can't be that. Oh, my God, how do we get out of this? Like, this is what happens. You've got to double check stuff. That's why you check everything before it comes on air.
Of course.
Most of the time.
Who is the potato? I really am dying to
know. Yeah, I want to look at that potato. You know,
has a mustache, looks like. It's a guy with a mustache.
You know what it reminds me of? Hunter's penis. Been through a lot, people. By the way, she did miss a pun there. He could have said, hey, what do you do for a living? And she can go, Idaho.
Yeah.
It's a pun, people. Yes. I don't really mean that.
The only way this works is if the potato tries to kidnap her.
Yeah.
That's the only way this works. Bunch of fries come up behind her. You know, it's like, let's go.
The potato could be an undercover Fed.
Yes.
Fed.
All right, Lee, you can do potato puns if you want, or you can address what is wrong with our governors.
So when I was running for governor, I was trying to, working hard to connect with Gen Z and millennial voters, and I had no idea that this is what they're looking for, a governor who spends their day talking to a potato. I never realized that. And first off, it's a creepy-ass potato, to Tyrus's point.
Yeah.
You have to address that. But, like, seriously, who does this relate to?
Yeah.
I mean, other than Brian Stelter.
Yeah.
The target audience of this particular video, I can't name anyone who is watching this and saying,
yeah, it's like,
yes, it's like it's resonates.
For, it's like for babies or something. It's like a Barney video. This is not for people going to college. It's warped. It's strange. I'm worried about her.
This is impeachable.
She's
trying, and she's, it's a tease to watch her State of the State address. What Sesame Street viewer is going to watch this and then tune into her address? But I was impressed that you went with the Brian Stelter thing. That was a low hanging tuber.
Yes, it was.
But this is what the funniest thing about all this. She's supposed to be the smart one.
Yeah.
This comes out as that book came out.
Right.
That Biden didn't want to pick Kamala Harris at all in the first place. He wanted to pick her.
Yes.
And it's like, so she's the smart one?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about that. She's going to get sued because people who identify as potatoes are going to be furious that they had a keyboard and a laptop there knowing that potatoes don't have hands. So you're just rubbing it in his face that he's a vegetable without opposable thumbs. So she's got enough problems to deal with right there because the potatoites, the potato-iters, they're going to be furious when they
will. It. Well, all eyes will be on you, Governor. Eyes.
Very appealing.
Potatoes have eyes. Did you know that?
Which is weird because you live underground. But
I know. Cool. It makes no sense to me at all.
That's why he knows.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Up next is the Daily Show Toast with a recycled host. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Jon Stewart returns as The Daily Show crashes and burns. True Stewart is returning as the host of The Daily Show 9 years after he left it because he's just what late night comedy needs, new blood. Yes, he's following the old showbiz tradition of going out on top and then crawling back a decade later. But here we go again, another old white male running a show. What happened to diversity, equity, and inclusion? I mean, at least give it to a woman. That way you could pay her less.
A sexist would say.
But maybe by hiring a white guy, that makes it easier to blame a white guy when it fails. So he'll return as host every Monday starting on February 12th. But you know it's a bad sign when something called The Daily Show only wants you once a week. This after Comedy Central threw hordes of guest hosts against the wall and none of them stuck. Most of them stunk. The rest of the nights will feature rotating comedians, although they'd get better ratings rotating rotisserie chickens. Oh, Tyrus. You know, is he going to be the same Jon Stewart? Like, I think everybody's going to expect he's coming out to bash Trump, but what if he doesn't?
Then he'd be lose his Mondays.
Yeah.
Listen, he had the streaming show.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Not well.
Not well. So, but it's Trump season officially after New Hampshire.
Right.
So his guests are going to be like Jim Acosta.
Yeah.
He's going to, all the guys who made money off the Trump previous thing are now coming back in droves.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start out as Monday.
Yeah.
But he's going to end up there all 5 days, weeks. But they don't know how to be honest with the other comedians that they have filling in. So he's just doing Mondays. Yeah, that's the peak day. That's the day you want to get everyone off and running is a Monday. But Jon Stewart's going to go on the Trump tour. Mm-hmm. He's going to be every day having a different heart attack from Trump. And they brought me back in to save. It's a good story. That's how they're going to play it. And they'll do great with the 300,000 people that watch it.
Yeah, you know, Lee, obviously they're doing this because this show is just destroying the competition. So they had to bring back. Yes. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. Lee, is this a good move?
The audience that moved over to Gutfeld, they're not running back to Jon Stewart. They're happy where they are. And as far as Jon Stewart, to Tyrus's point, he is part of that angry, unfunny delivery of comedy eroded by somebody who forgot what being a comedian even is. He is willing to cash in whatever chits have been earned, whatever capital has been earned on funny jokes of the past, to be able to speak to an audience one night a week. And I would say my prediction is exactly what Tyrus is. You're going to get anti-Trump anger between now and November. Who knows what he's going to want to do next? But, you know, he's surrounded by poison with some of the people he speaks to who hate Trump so much. And I think it has impacted him. This is a guy who was, you know, talented and able to deliver a funny joke, and his career was on the right path. But I think Trump derangement syndrome has blown it up. We're going to see anger and unfunny material coming out on Mondays on Comedy Central.
Yeah, that's my turf. Charlie. But, dude, I'm going to be more diplomatic. Do you think he's going to, I mean, Colbert and Kimmel and that other guy that night, Seth Franklin?
Yeah.
Seth
Meyers.
There you go.
Yes. Do you think he's going to, like, fall into that group or what?
Well, I mean, if he has an ounce of integrity, he won't. And I have to be honest, I never watched him when he was big and when he was doing it every night, not just Mondays. But at least you'd hear about it sometimes. And like you said, I do think there's some talent. He's not as dumb as the rest of them. He actually has some, like, independent thoughts. And if he has any integrity at all, or any business sense for that matter, he would realize there's, like, this wide open territory.
What Bill Maher's doing.
Yeah, you can just go out there and just eat it up and give you a little competition, make you work for it a little bit.
I don't want to work.
Well, I think it'll make you better.
Oh, no, it won't.
It'll sharpen iron.
How
iron
can this get better?
Iron,
look at me,
Greg.
Look at me. This is the best you're ever going to get from me anyway. Charlie, jerk. Kat.
You had three loyal fans. Like, woo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good. They're all going like, thank you. Oh, I feel so much better being forced to applaud me. You know, Kat. Are you as upset as I am that you know he's going to get paid more for that one show than everybody in this studio combined? He's going to get the Maddow deal, right? $100 million for one day a week.
Maybe. Probably. I don't know. I like Jon Stewart. I think that he did a good job. I liked watching him. Thank you, one other person. He was actually, he had a lot of independent thoughts. I think he's funny. I can't imagine how those other people feel that thought they were in the running for it, though. Like, Comedy Central did like the TV equivalent of like dating a bunch of people and then going back to the wife they said they were separated from.
Yes.
Like, no one had to worry about it. They're probably like, you said you two were over. I would be a little upset, but I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch.
Yeah. I think the media is going to adore him because he's back, but I think he might surprise them. Because I think he's going to notice that the lane is already clogged.
Well, he's already at odds with them with the pandemic stuff.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's going to be a huge deal with him not openly supporting Hamas.
Yeah,
so he's going to have those couple hurdles even before he gets to Trumpville.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's got an opening there where there are a lot of people who are sort of emerging from Trump derangement syndrome. And a lot of young people who are like, wait a minute, why did I believe all of those things? And questioning and, of course, destroying the credibility of the media and all of these.
But you know, it's going to be like one of those like 9-to-1 ratios. Okay, I said one thing that's critical of the left. Now I get like 9 anti-Trump jokes.
Yeah.
So
there'll
be
here.
Some viral moment where maybe Stewart says something that's hilarious and everyone's watching like, oh, maybe he's coming around. But, yeah, the ratio is there's 9 more jokes to come going after the right.
All right.
Maybe he'll get one in.
Of time. Thanks to Charlie Hurt, Lee Zeldin, Kat Tim, Taurus, our studio audience, Fox News, and I was Dreamy Chase Calgary. Let's not forget about all of you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.